There are a few things in life that are impossible. For example, understanding the opposite sex. Now notice, I didn't say understanding women. I said understanding the opposite sex, leaving it open to go both ways. Yeah. You ladies are never going to figure us men out. So you might as well quit trying. We can't figure us out. Okay. And us guys have quit trying to figure you ladies out a long time ago. It's impossible. We'll just be happy that we have each other. And we'll leave it at that. Here's something else impossible. Eating one potato chip. You can't. Lays had the right ad campaign all those years. Bet you can't eat just one. But it applies to every potato chip, even those store brand things. Just try and sit there with that bowl in front of you and eat just one chip. Can't be done. That's just as impossible as driving down the interstate at exactly the posted speed limit. Now, I suppose you could cheat and set your cruise control, but what would be the fun in that? Besides, after about the 100th car went past you, you'd click that baby off and speed up to match the traffic, wouldn't you? You know you would, or at least that's what you tell the officer who pulls you. And I do that speed matching every day. Now, if you really want to define impossible, then try training a cat. Now, I've actually been dumb enough to try that. Okay, Fluffy, if you jump up on this little cat house here, you get a treat. Here you go, girl, all right? Sullen glare. Up, come on, girl, right here. Sullen glare. And then body licking. You can't train them to walk either. You put the leash around their little necks and you try to lead them, and you're just dragging a limp, honked-off cat. About the only thing you can train them to do is to come to the food bowl when it's time to eat. It's impossible to train cats. They have a mind of their own. Of course, one of the most impossible things is to get people with wealth or people with power to be humble. They have minds of their own, too, worse than cats do. Think Donald Trump. Think Mitt Romney. Or think about any of those obnoxious politicians, the ones who are busy right now messing things up for us in Washington. Humble. If any of them had a humble thought, they'd burst into flames. I don't think they can even spell the word humble, much less define it. It just might be impossible to get a rich or powerful person to be humble. Now, what does it mean to be humble anyway? The definition in my dictionary for the adjective humble says, having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance. The verb gets defined as to lower someone in dignity or importance. Ain't no congressman or senator fits either definition. Not too many wealthy people fit it either. And religious leaders, all of us get the big head. All of us feel like we got some power. And some of us get that way much worse than others. Now, all of this is just the way we humans are. If any of us have something important or of worth, or if we're in charge of something, we're usually not humble, at least not when it comes to those things. Now, we should know better, but it seems like we never learn. It seems like it's almost impossible for human beings to be humble. You remember from last week how John's daddy, Zechariah, acted, don't you? He was in the place in the temple where he should have expected that he might encounter something heavenly. And when he did, and the angel told him he was going to have a son, what did he do? You'd think he would have started celebrating. You'd think he would have started shouting praise. You'd have certainly hoped he'd have at least been thankful. But no, he had to assert himself. This is his temple on his watch. And the angel just told him something astounding. Rather than just accept this gift from God, Zechariah had to insert himself into the process by asking, how will I know that this is so? I'm an old dude, and my wife's old too. He didn't accept what God had done. He didn't humble himself. It looks like he didn't think it was even possible this could be happening to him. Does this seem kind of mixed up? It isn't. People who aren't humble, who don't understand their place in God's scheme of things, are the very ones who have trouble believing in anything beyond themselves. Zechariah was used to depending on himself. He wasn't humble enough, not yet, to depend on God. Think about Zechariah's question. He was telling the angel he doubted God would really act. And if left up to him and Elizabeth, there wasn't going to be a baby boy. How will I know this is so? Equals prove it. Strong stuff from somebody in the presence of God's messenger. Old Zechariah got humbled all right. He couldn't talk when he left the temple. When he got the chance at last to show he believed God, when the time came for the naming of his son, he did what he was told to do by the angel. In essence, he humbled himself, and his voice came back. Proof that God's hand was in it all along. Proof that if you humble yourself and put things in God's hands, all things are possible. What if Zechariah had just simply trusted God, believed in God? Could he even have brought himself to do that? Given his position as a priest, could he have acted any other way? To get an idea of how it could have been done, consider Mary. Now, Mary was among the poorest of the poor. She didn't have anything to hold on to with pride. As soon as you hear she was in Galilee, you know she was in poor country. When you hear Nazareth, you're in that area that the pizza companies block off on their map. You know, they don't want to deliver to that area because, you know, it's rough, it's poor. There are not many sales there. They don't tip well. She's engaged but not yet married, so she almost has some status. Most scholars assume she was really young. 13 or 14 years old is the favorite guess. And the greeting from the angel is really kind of funny in the original language. It means one who has been made charming, lovely, agreeable. One who has been filled with grace. One who has been made beautiful and graceful. See, that's why Mary was perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. She wondered if he was hitting on her. An angel might be hitting on her. Really? That's not how this works, she must have thought. Angels don't do that sort of thing. So she kept listening. The angel goes on to explain himself. The second time around, the angel explains, God is giving her grace by giving her a son. Now note the difference in how Mary reacts and how Zechariah did. Zechariah asked, how will I know this? The emphasis was on him, what he could know. It's like he had a right to know. And Mary simply voices her confusion. You know, how can this be since I am a virgin? She's asking for an explanation, not demanding to know, just as any humble person would, who simply wants to understand her role. And then the angel gives the explanation, and it's a doozy. The Holy Spirit will do this. He'll overshadow you, and you'll conceive, and that'll make the child holy. In fact, he'll be the Son of God. Oh. And you thought Zechariah's deal with him and Elizabeth being old was a tough one to swallow. Son of God, no less. So what does Mary do? She keeps listening. And she hears something I think must have made sense in a way. Why would the angel tell her about her relative Elizabeth if Elizabeth was unknown to her? From the way it's written, it makes sense to me to say that maybe Mary already knows about Elizabeth being pregnant. I mean, it would be rather huge news all around the area. And if Elizabeth was in the 6th month, she wouldn't be able to hide it very well. So everyone would know. Mary is ready. Let it be to me according to your word, she says. And so it was. You know why it was? Humble Mary trusted God. and knew that with God all things are possible. That's why I read to you the story from Mark about the rich young ruler. He's exactly the kind of guy who would have questioned what the angel was saying. Maybe you know people like that today. You can almost hear them now. Well, that's impossible. That doesn't fit my worldview. How can this happen since it's outside what humans do? How can a woman in her 70s have a baby? And how can Mary have one without knowing a man, as the original text actually puts it? That's impossible. Well, unless you remember who's doing the doing, it's God. And with God, all things are possible. Even saving the world through the birth of a couple of babies. Mary's acceptance of the angel's message from God is the beginning of the salvation of the world. Thing is, we always cut the story off right here. And that's wrong. There's more to it than that. Mary needed to go see Elizabeth. She must have thought that there was a reason the angel told her about her cousin. And there was. There really was. When the two ladies met, John leaped in his mother's womb. That leap confirmed the prophecy the angel had spoken to Zechariah, that even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. The leaping did it. It also confirmed for Mary the things the angel had said. Look, she must have thought, it's happening before my eyes, just as the angel said it to me. And if she didn't quite understand yet, what Elizabeth says to her fills it all in. So, a baby born to parents not able to conceive because they're nearly dead, and with no in vitro or other of our modern miracles. Another baby born without normal conception, conceived by the Word of God. No wonder non-Christians have a problem with our faith. And yet this is God that we're dealing with. For God, all things are possible. And that means for us, all things are possible. No matter how bleak things might look in our own lives, in the life of the church, in the way the world is going, take heart. For God, all things are possible. When doubt creeps in and you wonder about how any of this could be true, just remember, for God, all things are possible. And when it comes time to tell the good news to others, be bold. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about the outcome. Just remember, for God, all things are possible. And once you realize that and take it to heart, then go ahead and celebrate. Celebrate harder than you ever thought you possibly could.